The Right Hand of Evil by John Saul. Copyright 1999 by John Saul and performance copyright 1999 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. For Rob Miller and Laurie Dickinson, who persevere through everything and make the wheels of life turn more smoothly. Prologue.
Alive. It was still alive.
She could feel it inside her. It was moving again, twisting and writhing in her belly. She'd hoped it would die. Hoped and prayed. Since the moment she first felt it inside her, she'd fallen to her knees, begging God to deliver her from the evil within her. Desperate prayers that continued through long days and longer nights. Sleep never came, for she dared not ever let down her guard, not ever relax her vigilance against the evil even for a few seconds of blessed release from the terror. Lying awake on dank sheets, listening to the whine of insects beyond the window, how many times had she gotten up from her bed in the meanest hours to stand at the window, gazing out into the black abyss, wondering if she shouldn't open the screen and let the predators in? Once, she slashed through the mesh with ragged nails, ripping the screen to shreds, tearing open her nightgown as if to a lover, presenting her tortured body to the horde of tiny creatures that spewed forth from the night, to settle on her skin in thick and pulsating scum, clinging to her with piercing barbs, miring in the oily sweat that oozed from her, pricking with stinging needles, producing a thrill of pain as she willed them to suck out her blood and along with it the evil that pervaded her every pore. But the vileness within her had prevailed, as even against her own will she swept the insects away, slammed the window shut, and stood beneath a scalding shower for hours in a vain attempt to cleanse herself of the poisons. She had returned...